The next morning, being Thursday morning, Rose went to the art class as usual. She'd heard all about the elf encounter and was kind of scared. She brought a small knife with her to school, just in case. When she arrived in class, she still had a mild buzz going from the chamomile tea she had drank and a couple chocolate bars for breakfast. To her horror, Chisi's painting for the day was a watercolor painting of a grinning, friendly elf who had just a hint of madness in its eyes. Chisi grinned up at Rose from her painting, but there's no kindness in her eyes. Rose stuck out a flower red tongue and fumed over to her desk. She wanted to do a painting of Jake's penis. It was the nicest thing she'd ever seen. But she knew better. Didn't try that when she was in class. She instead did a inspired and somewhat sensual outdoor scene. Her art balanced her and made her feel a zen euphoria, even with the chamomile and chocolate buzz melting away. Sunshine stacked up inside of her. Jake didn't go to school that day. Instead, he raided the fridge for a beer. His dad was asleep in front of the TV. 10 beer cans scattered about the TV room and kitchen. One beer was all it took to get him on a happy buzz. It was enough power to start him off on a solo ritual of his own. In the high wooden fenced backyard, he got naked and danced around in a circle, getting dizzier and dizzier as the dance got faster and wilder. He ended up falling on the dew-wet grass as the sky spun around sickeningly. He masturbated as he fought to hold his Sugar Snacks breakfast cereal down. This was the hard part. His little penis didn't erect yet, except when he slept, and he had the climax on this ritual. Finally, he reached a dry orgasm while visualizing his savage plans for revenge. He fell to the dew-wet grass and rested a few minutes. Then he got up. He picked some herbs that he had been growing in the yard. He broke up the herbs over his place of orgasming. He was supposed to stir the herbs into his jism, but he doesn't jism yet. He just has a weird feeling of climax. He hoped it would be enough. Russell Payton fingered his groundhog sculpture at school. The big Christian kids were giving him trouble again, calling him faggot, pushing him in the halls. And that was nice compared to the treatment he would get once they found out about his religion. They pushed that Muslim boy off a building and killed him. Everybody thought it was an accident, of course. Good Christian kids don't do that, according to the authorities. It was hard to be a school kid. When you're a misfit, even among the other misfits, and your parents are not rich. He did not even think about revenge. Not against the kids, anyway. He wanted to go straight to Jesus and settle this. Russell honestly believed the tensions between the mainstream religions and even the various cults stemmed from the hateful influence of Jesus and his butt brother Satan. Two criminal destroyers of the great plan. Only when the last Christian dies or converts can we truly be free. He mentions none of this to anyone. No one can be trusted.